We just enter in today in a whole new spirit of things. We let distraction go. Cell phones go. iPads go. Computers. Instruments. We just want to enter in, Lord. We want to present our hearts on a platter to you. Say, go ahead. Go ahead. I know it's a little bit harder than I wanted it to be when I presented it to you, Lord. So soften it up. Come in and change it around. Move in it, Lord. So I'm different. So I'm empowered. So I'm free. Here it is, Lord. Here's your platter. My heart. My heart this morning. No holding back. No letting distractions take me away from presenting my heart to you. Here it is, Lord. Here it is. You come in with your marvelous power, with your presence. Touch my heart. Don't let it run to hardness. Let it run to you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes, thank you, Father. This is going to be fun, Father. I hope you're right about this. Because I'm going to look like a big fool if you're not right about this, Lord. You and me, trusting you on this one. Mary Pat's not here to blame. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Well, we're going to let the children go to Kingdom Land. The spirit of things a little bit. So don't you let your mind wander too much as they go out. Kind of focus in. Gonna bounce around between them. Gotta figure out one of these days why we're weighted more on this side than this side, but at least there are some people over here holding this side down. That's good. So last week, what did we talk about? Focusing in. Last week, what did we talk about? Jesus. That's true. You got me there. Sure did. We covered that. I sure hope you were encouraged. What else? What was the whole thing about? Freedom. So I am facing a group of people that are freer now than they were last week. At least, you know, if you were around last week. If you're new, you're exempt. Aren't you glad? You don't even have to act free. All the other ones are responsible for that. Well, you know, I had this idea after talking with someone this week at one of my offices. And by the way, one of my offices closed. Everywhere I go, when I taught in school, whole school buildings closed. One time they sealed off a section of the building I was in. How do you do that? Don't the kids come up to the plastic and go, "Didn't there used to be a hallway here?" They sealed it off. They tore down the last school I was at and made it a baseball field. They tore down the first school I was at during the summer. It had been open 77 years. They tore it down in the summer. Well, they condemned the cafeteria halfway through my first year of teaching. And they tore down the building. By the fall, there was no building, so I had no recommendation. You can imagine, they would check out that I taught at this school, and they'd say, "That school doesn't exist. Sure, you taught a year at a school that didn't exist. Interesting." Yeah, you can come up. Yeah, we're going to use Lawrence today. Not use him, we're going to take advantage of him. No, that's not right either, is it? Come on up here, join me. I call him my pastor because he preaches and I listen, so I guess you're my pastor. He's already speechless. I just went out to one of my offices. Corky's closed. I pulled up there. I was going to have a little meal with Spencer, and I see him in the parking lot. And I'm thinking, wow, there's plenty of spaces right up by the door. How come you didn't pull up there and get out and warm the place up for me like usual? I pull up there, right on the door, closed permanently. Wow. Kind of disappointing. Have to find more offices. That's not so bad, is it? You have a lot of those. Eating offices.
Yes.
So anyway, as I was spending some time with someone this week, it suddenly dawned on me this is what the message should be. As I was sharing with them out of a passage they brought up. And that passage is in, what are you doing? Don't take over up here. I just said, come up here.
I just want to figure out what you're going to do to me.
Well, here, you can look through that. That'll give you some idea. I talked to him this morning to help me out, so he's fully aware of what's going on. James 4, let's go there. We'll get started, and you'll see this is going to be a little bit different than normal. And Lawrence is, what am I doing? Checking out my mail. I need Bibles. James 4, verse 1. Who's there? Raise your hand. Good. We may need different translations. So if you have a message, if you have the Message translation, raise your hand when I need that. James 4, 1. I think I'm there finally. iPad, do it. Yes. What is the source of quarrels and conflicts among you? Is not the source of your pleasure? Is not the source of your pleasures that wage war in your members? You lust and do not have, so you commit murder. You are envious and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. Normally we talk about father's love, but today we're going to get after it. You are envious and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, so that you may spend it on your pleasures. You adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility towards God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the Scripture speaks to no purpose? He jealously desires the Spirit which he has made to dwell in us, but he gives a greater grace. Therefore, it says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit, therefore, to God. And this is the verse that the person brought up. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be miserable and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy into gloom. Humble yourselves in the presence of the Lord, and he will exalt you. Whoa. Some real convicting verses. Awesome stuff. But let's go to where it says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. The person asked me, so, you know, devil's not exactly fleeing from me. I'm resisting best I can, but I don't see him running away. You had that experience? You're resisting, battling away, and the devil's not fleeing. How do we get that turned around? Well, part of it, of course, most pastors bring up, well, of course, the verse before it, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Now that sounds good. Okay, I'll submit myself to God and then I'll resist the devil and then he'll flee from me. Has that been your experience? Well, it has at some time, whether you know it or not. He has fleed from you. You've been too much for the devil. He's had limited resources, and you tapped into unlimited resources, and whether you know it or not, you made the devil flee. But if you're still having a little trouble with him and his cohorts, the demonic host, constantly after us, with temptation and lies and all kinds of stuff, and wouldn't it be a good idea to find out how to make him flee? I don't see any shaking heads. Could I see some shaking heads? Just kind of encourage me. I'm way up here now. I used to be down there. Wouldn't it be a good idea that we know how to make our tormentor flee? Well, there we go. Boy, woke up today. Guess up here just kind of, hey, whoa, whoa. Get you waking up. So this person said, yeah, you know, I'm resisting. Where's the fleeing? Where's the devil fleeing? They said, well, a lot of it is in the word resist. You can't just sit there and go, I'll be better, and the devil will flee. I'll be good, and the devil's going to go. No, he's not. You're going to be like this. And it's going to go, hey, I got you right where I want you. I'm going to come after you more. And that's the experience, you know, where they say, well, you know, if I become a really radical Christian, the enemy comes after you even more. Well, there's a little bit of truth to that. When we went to Ghana in 2009, you know, Pastor Mary Pat and myself, we led the team and we came back with malaria. Sounds like the devil's winning. But while I was there, the team prayed over me during a break in the Kingdom Bible School, and I literally saw a demon flee from me in the spirit. And I'm thinking, this is good news. What was going on there? We were fighting back. You can't just resist. I am going to use you. You can't just resist and think, you know, I'm going to resist temptation. I'm going to resist sin. I'm going to resist the devil. Like this. You have to kick him in the teeth. You have to go after him. You have to take the offensive. You're the one with all the resources. He's limited. And when he gets done battling with you, he might just say, forget it. I've got to take my limited resources and go over to somebody over here. It's a little easier. So we don't make a big issue of the devil, as you know. We cast him out. We get, you know, we tell him to go. We don't sit around for days and days fighting against the devil. We think he's a pretty easy foe. Sure, he can do some damage for a while, win a battle, but he can't win the war. I said he can't win the war. Can't win the war with you. He might win a battle. It's a temporary victory. He's happy. All of the, you know, demonic host is happy for a little bit. And then another disappointment. Doggone it. They came back. They got healed. Pastor Mary Pat near death and comes back from the dead with new lungs. Not only did she come back from the edge of death, she comes back with a new set of lungs. Now, that's kind of cool. Because he lost big time. He got kicked in the teeth. And then we went back to Ghana the next year in the village where we felt that spiritually malaria was cast on us by a juju priest. You know, there's a spiritual part and a physical part. Physical part is... That's the physical part. Spiritual part is far more deadly. And so we recognized that. We went back to the very same place where it was cast on us, and a village came to Christ, and they were raising their hands that they had been healed of malaria. What was happening there? Kicking the enemy back in the teeth. Guess what? You didn't take us out. You didn't have enough resources. We had too many people standing with us. We drew back into our strong tower and we're back. We're not afraid of your malaria because of the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm a little afraid of it. It kind of makes your mind a little goofy. But in the power of the Holy Spirit, it's like, no. When I, you know, drink out of that well, whew, you know, I feel like invincible. When I drink out of my own well, I feel like Miles Meekly. So which am I going to do to feel really strong, you know? I'm going to drink out of the well of the Holy Spirit. That's the only time I really feel strong against anything. Some of you come with your problems. I don't know. I don't have a clue what to say to you. I don't know what I'm doing. I've admitted this before to you. You still come to me. I don't get it. Don't you know I don't have any answers. So I say, Holy Spirit, what the world? What's going on? What do I say to this person? Where do I start? What should happen here? What should I pray for them? And sometimes I don't hear anything. I'm like, uh-oh. But I know I'm not by myself. So I just start praying over the person, acting very, you know, like pastor-like. And I just start praying over the person. And I pray and things come out. And before long, it's the answer to whatever's going on with their life. Or it blasts away the enemy or whatever. Life comes out of me. And I'm as amazed as they are. This could be over a hamburger, and it happens. Some of my most spiritual life-giving has been in a restaurant, not a church. That makes life fun. That's almost like you're Indonesian. They have food involved with everything. I love that country. I am going to use you. So one of the things that you resist the enemy is, okay, you know, stand against him, plead scripture, speak out scripture in order to resist him, you know, on the temptations and the lies and all that. Sure. Call on the Holy Spirit, all of that. Make good decisions. All of that, but then go after him. Ask Holy Spirit how he wants you to go after him. And it may be he wants you to go after him with intimacy. Oh, does he hate that? You receive something from the one that has unlimited resources. And before long, he gives up quicker. But then you get the idea, I should kick him in the teeth with ministry, with intimacy, with ministry. I'm going to pray for that person I've been a little afraid to pray for. Oh, the enemy hates that because he had you believe in the lie that you weren't good enough. You're not powerful enough. Nothing will happen if you pray for them. The person will be embarrassed. They won't like it. Blah, 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 blah. But you just said, I'm going to kick the enemy in the teeth. I'm going to go pray for them. And something happens. The father comes in and goes, oh, hey, this is a first. Come on, angels. This is a first. Let's join in on this. What do you say? Let's give her power to pray. Let's come in and surround and minister to this person so something happens when they pray. Because then they'll keep on doing it. They'll keep on ministering. They'll go to the nations. Good idea. I told them to do this. Heal the sick. Pray for the sick. I told them. I come in and look. Look. They're doing it. Let's support it. Let's get in there and really make something happen. Do you see your father that way? Because that's the way he is. He can't wait. Of course, he had the idea for it all anyway, but we'll, you know. So, you stand against the temptation, the sin, or whatever, but that's not enough. You have to kick back. You have to have the offensive. You have to go back after him. But I don't know how to do that. Ask Holy Spirit. I don't know how to do any of it either. So it's no excuse. If the son of a garbage man can figure it out, you can. That was a long time ago, but he was more than a garbage man. Trucking. Did everything. Trucking. Big operation. Hauled furs to fashion shows. Hauled U.S. mail. Hauled newspapers. Busing line. I'm telling you, anything you could do with a truck or a van, my father would do it. I have none of those skills. So, how bad do you want to put a hole in the enemy's armor? We're always talking about him putting a hole in ours, or getting through the umbrella, or messing us up, or tripping us up, or trying to steal, kill, and destroy. How about we take a little bit of his stuff? We take some of his toys. We take some of his believers, some of his helpers. You know, just because someone says, I'm a label, you know, I'm an atheist, I'm a this or that or the other, they grab onto a label, doesn't mean that label stays. Do you know you can rip labels off of people through the power of the Holy Spirit? They want to smack a label right up here. I'm an atheist, I'm an agnostic, I'm some kind of denomination. Whack! They stick it up here and they stand behind it and they feel strong when they have that sticker up here. You know, you can just come right along. Holy Spirit, help me. Give them exactly what they need. A word from the Lord. When a word from the Lord comes in, you can just come in and rip that sticker right off their forehead. Free them up. Some of you don't look that excited about it. I'm kind of excited about that. Helping people not have labels. Well, I have ADHD, DDDD. Now you don't. I have clinical depression, not just regular depression. I'm not making fun of any of these things. They're serious. But they're things that need to be torn down out of people's lives. Rip that right off. No more clinical depression. There's too much joy in Jesus for that. Oh, but, I mean, doctors have identified it, yeah? Jesus just saw it, and that's gone in Jesus' name. Sorry, too much joy in the kingdom for that. You're supposed to be label takers. Rip off the labels off of anybody in sight. That's part of their healing. There's nothing, nothing, nothing too great for the Spirit of God. Have we seen it all happen yet? No. But we're seeing more and more of it happen. There are ministries after ministries after ministries now saying that metal in people's bodies are either disappearing or becoming like rubber, because these people are bending over, touching their toes, and dancing around and jumping around without pain now. Metal? Ooh, that'll mess you up if you're a doubter. I just say, let's be childlike. Why couldn't he do that? Is he God, or is he kind of like this?
God, help me. But I'm too small. Get bigger. Eat your Wheaties.
Or is he so huge we could never understand his ways? He's so great. He's so amazing that we're just beginning to see how to plug into him. You know, it's like that Mac Pro I have. Man, it's an amazing machine. I know so little about it. So much more that you could do with the thing, and then they upgrade. This one's faster, has a better screen. But I didn't get the other one figured out. Decisions. God is so big, you'll never get him figured out. But if he's so small that he can't rip off a label, even off of you, then how big is that? Not very big. Because you can negate how big he is by just saying no. Nope, don't believe. Can't do a thing for you. I'll let you breathe. Let you live a life. It's not going to be real exciting. You know what's exciting? When you believe God is so big, it's an adventure. It's such an adventure, and we're just getting started. We don't know what we're doing, but it doesn't matter. He calls us children. Awesome! It's a match. I love it. You should love it. To say amen, you know, that helps you love it. Okay, that was the introduction. Now I need you. So this is what's going to happen. Last week was freedom, all about freedom. Some of this is a little bit about that, because you're taking off your labels. You're kicking the enemy in the teeth. You decide to minister in places he doesn't really want you to, like your family or a nation or downtown Canton or your campus or where you work. The enemy hates that. You're kicking him in the teeth. You're taking the offensive. I think what we should do to reach that point, rather than just hearing me speak and say, okay, let's take a few notes, hopefully I'll do something about it, is get it started right now. This is where I can look like a fool to you. So, you know, give me that compassionate face, like, I'm with you. We'll do whatever you ask us to do. We're going to go wherever you ask us to go. We're going to enter in however you ask us to enter in. We're going to present our hearts on a platter to the Lord and let him have his way. This is what I thought we would do. I am going to speak over your life. I am going to speak over all the lives in this room. You're going to be receiving it from the Lord. Forget about me. I'm not up here. You don't have to pay attention to me. You pay attention to the Lord. You receive from his heart. If you need to do that by laying on the floor to receive, you know we do that here. If you lay on a pew, I can't say a pew. Thank the Lord, I can't say a pew. Not an orange pew either. Whew! You can lay on the chairs. You don't have to lay. You can sit quietly, but don't make me the focus of what's going on. It's supposed to be between you and God. You say you're here for God? You say you're here for his presence. Forget about me. It doesn't matter about me. I'm just a voice to bring down what he wants to bring down this morning. The people entering in up here in worship, they are up here for a purpose. They're not seated up here permanently. They're going to be, you know, playing. Don't pay any attention to them. Receive it all in the spirit. So it might help you if you just go lights out, which you, some of you have wanted to do in church for a long time. Some of you go ahead and take that privilege. I've seen it. I call it soaking. You can call it honestly what you want to call it. Some of you have rested in the presence of the Lord and got the best sleep of your life in this room. This is your opportunity. I don't even care if you do fall asleep. Because I believe that what's going to happen in the spirit this morning is so strong, it's going to touch your spirit. Whether your mind is aware of it or not, the more that you can just receive in your spirit. If you don't know what that means, just open up to your Father, to Abba. This is a session of encountering Abba. This is extra credit session. You can get so much the more you just get comfortable and enter in. Now, as long as you don't lay on top of another person, you can lay anywhere you want. This is going to work in the spirit. If you're not comfortable with it, I'm sorry, you're stuck. Unless you're close to a door. So however you feel best you can receive. I don't care where you are in the room. If you stay where you're at, that's fine. If you sit, you lay down, you got it. Don't have to say it anymore. I'm going to have you read some passages. You want to comment? Yeah, we'll go ahead and start up with instruments and then quiet singing, maybe, at times. Yeah, you can do that, too. You can do it. You got a mic. So he says this morning, humble yourself before the Lord. You're coming into a physical humbling, however you see that. Whatever position you feel you're humbling yourself before the Lord, physically, just take that position. Take the position of humility, whatever that is, whatever that looks like to you. Or maybe you'll start out one way and you'll change. It's okay. If it's to walk around, you do that. Whatever it is. And then, of course, your heart position of humility, where you allow all the distractions, all the fears, all the thoughts of other people paying attention to you, just let it go. Just let it go. And just spend time with Daddy. Just spend time with Father God. If you think this is crazy or a fluke or you've never done anything like this before, you've just begun. This is going to happen more and more. Where the message is not the focus, but the Father is. And He'll bring you the message He wants you to have. So find your heart position of humility. Find your physical position of humility. The Bible says God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves in the presence of the Lord, and He will exalt you. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you at the proper time. Put yourself low so that He can lift you up. You don't want to stay low forever and ever and ever and not get up and go about your Father's business. But begin low and He will lift you up. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be miserable and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy into gloom. What's he talking about? just repentance. Be sober for a short time. Consider your ways. Consider your words. Consider your thoughts so that you can reset. You can be restored. You can be refreshed. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Therefore, repent and return, so that your sins may be wiped away, in order that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Times of refreshing. Times of refreshing. It's not so you keep your nose in the ground, feeling shame and condemnation, because in Jesus there is none. Times of refreshing. Times of restoration. Times of adjustment. They're all good. It's all good. In the kingdom, it's all good. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. All you have, all that you are, just go ahead and give Him your heart on a platter. Here it is, Lord. I know it's harder than what I wanted it to be when I presented it to you. But you're the one that can come in. You can change it, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Send me. Here I am, Lord. All that I own is yours. You've given it all to me. I stand in gratefulness before you. I stand in thankfulness before you. I stand before you, knowing you are worthy of my whole life and everything that I own. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there be any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way. This is not a prayer of despair. This is a prayer of hopefulness, that you'll identify my anxious thoughts. You'll identify hurtful ways in me, and you'll lead me to something better, the everlasting way. I can trust you, Lord, because you have my best in your heart. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Be of sober spirit. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. After you've suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be dominion forever and ever. Amen. Resist him by standing against the temptation. Resist him by standing against the lies. Resist him by standing against his attacks. Resist him by standing against the sin, but you will need your strong tower to make it stick, to make it stand. You will need Jesus, your strong tower. Then you can defeat the enemy with peace. No anxious thoughts, no fearful thoughts, peace, because you are in safety in your strong tower. Resist him through intimacy with Abba Father. Draw near to God. He promises he will draw near to you. Embrace his heartbeat within you. I'm with you always. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I am for you. I'm not against you. I accept you completely. I forgive you completely. I love you unconditionally. Tell your father that you will not forget his benefits of grace and power that are at work in you. Psalms 103, listen to it.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who pardons all of your iniquities, who heals all of your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord performs righteous deeds and judgments for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the sons of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he himself knows our frame. He is mindful that we are but dust. As for man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. When the wind has passed over it, it is no more, and its place acknowledges it no longer. But the loving kindness of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember his precepts to do them. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, mighty in strength, who perform his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you who serve him, doing his will. Bless the Lord, all you works of his, in all places of dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Forget none of his benefits, pardons all your iniquities, heals all your diseases, redeems your life from the pit, crowns you with loving kindness and compassion. Who is this God? He's your father. He knows your frame. He knows he made you out of dust. And yet, all these benefits are in your account. Statements that he makes to us, we take for granted because they're so familiar. Listen with a new open heart. It's a new song from the same words we've heard before many times. Let the new song grip your heart in new revelation. New songs are not just music. New songs are the new song of your heart receiving new revelation. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For God does not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who will also do it. God says, just do it. And he turns to himself to get it done. And we know all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love. Casting all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Rest, rest, rest for your children. Sabbath rest we impart to each one. In the spirit, may your spirit rise up over your mind, over your soul. Your spirit rise up and grab hold of the rest that's available in the Lord Jesus Christ.
And coming to him as to a living stone which has been rejected by men, but is choice and precious in the sight of God, you also as living stones are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For this is contained in scriptures. Behold, I lay in Zion a choice stone, a precious cornerstone, and he who believes in him will not be disappointed. This precious value, then, is for you who believe. But for those who disbelieve, the stone which the builders rejected, this became the very cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. For you once were not a people, but now you are the people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household, having been built up on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fit together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you are also, you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
Yeah. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will not go out from it anymore. And I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and my new name. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
He writes his name on you in the Spirit. He writes your heavenly address on you. You are truly his, and he's willing to back up the name that he gives you. You have a name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You are part of the tree of life. You're a living branch of the true vine. You've been adopted. You are sons, daughters, children of God, sons of light, sons of the day, sons of the resurrection. You are the brothers and sisters of Jesus. You are a friend of Jesus. You are his ambassadors and his witnesses. You are kings and priests. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. You are God's elect. You are more than conquerors. You are overcomers. You are soldiers. You are saints. You are the temple of the living God. You are the dwelling place of God in the Spirit. So resist him by standing on the truths of the Bible. Resist him by kicking him in the teeth spiritually. Resist the enemy through ministry. Counterattack. Strike back. Kick him in the teeth. Draw into your strong tower and go on the offensive from a place of strength, a place of peace. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out demons. Freely you've received. Freely give. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. Thank you, Lord, for the restoration of Stephen, who has been helping with the Kingdom Bible School in northern Ghana, drank poison, almost died. You've restored him, Lord. Thank you, God. This verse is true. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. In summary, resist the enemy to the point where he backs off. He flees. Through intimacy, where there'll be personal fruit in you that will make the enemy run. In ministry, where there'll be harvest fruit because you have partnered with your Father in the harvest field, and the enemy will have to flee. Are you overcoming or are you overwhelmed? These things say you are overcoming. They're caught in the spirit. They're not something your mind can wrap itself around. They're not something that your will delights in at first, until your spirit leads the will, leads the emotions, leads your mind to a higher place, to a greater glory. And then suddenly, it's your life. It's the way you live. No more in the pig pen. No more in the gutter. No more beside the road while others are going to the gospel, to take the gospel to the harvest field. You will be part of the family. You'll take your part. You'll take your seat. You'll be involved. You'll see your spirit rise up and give you answers that your mind doesn't have. Your spirit will rise up like an eagle, flying higher and higher, taking you to places you thought were impossible, giving you experiences with the Father that are so intimate, they change you without you working on things. Giving you the ability to give out the precious rhema, new word from the Father's heart to another heart, Christian or unbeliever. You will just feel the compulsion to bless them with a word from the Lord. And we know one word of the Lord can change everything for a person. If they know it's truly from Him, all their labels are ripped off their forehead. Fear being the major label on every forehead. Ripped off by perfect love. Ripped off by a Father that pays attention from heaven with those that He created. When people know that, it's irresistible. That kind of love is irresistible. You need to know that. That's why He says, the fields are white with harvest. He means it. Oh, but I look out, I don't see it. It's caught in the Spirit. It's caught in the Spirit. How can I say it any stronger? It's caught in your willing spirit, not in the flesh, not in your mind, not in your soul. It's caught in your spirit. That's where the joy is so great you can't contain it. You look like a drunk. You look like a fool. That's when your spirit rises up over what's logical. That's when your spirit rises up over what's religious. And you go to a place in the Spirit with Him that is intimate and close and powerful. And things happen everywhere around you. And when they don't happen, you're going to battle until they do. Because you know something's wrong if they're not happening. Because it's on the Father's heart. Thank You, Lord. Impart these things to us. Strengthen us in these things. We need to see what can be done when we allow our spirit to rise. The enemy will flee. Enemy, you're done. You must flee. Because we've figured out who our strong tower is. And we've decided we're going in there. And we're coming out after you with the full armor of God. And you will be defeated. And we will be part of it. We'll partner with our mighty warrior dad in your history. Your end is already written. And we're going to hasten it. We're going to hasten it by grabbing on to these spiritual truths and no more settling. Oh, I'll just show up for the message. It's not much in that worship. It just goes on and on and on. It's going to change. You're going to want every drop you can get. You're not going to let somebody else fill their cup up before you come in to get yours filled up. It's going to change. You're going to be desperate for a drink of the living water. It's not going to be business as usual. You're going to want all there is to want. And it's going to make a difference in your heart. You're going to hate sin. You're going to hate even entertaining things that displease the Father. because your spirit is rising way above those things. You're not going to have the street strategies. If I say this, this gets this result. If I kind of work this around, then this will happen. If I go about it this way, if I cut corners, tell lies, oh, they're just little white lies to get what I need. You're going to rise above it. No more street strategies. No more lack. In this life I'm describing of intimacy with the Father and a heart for the harvest field, there is no lack. Your Father has unlimited resources. The one with the lack is the enemy. The one with the lack is the world. The one with the lack is government. The one with the lack is religion. There is no lack in the kingdom. We're just beginning to know what that means. We're going for it, Lord. No more stepping back from it. We're going for it. Laying ourselves out there in risk. And we believe you'll reveal to us what we need. We're just your children. We're your kids. We're your sons and daughters, but you call us to such a high position, ambassadors for you, witnesses for you. Father, our knees shake at the very idea that we would be a representative of you to the world. But your knees aren't shaking. You trust us. You believe in us. You know by the power of the Holy Spirit and revelation you can change us. You're not shaking in your knees. Why are we? Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Let our minds be focused on you, Lord. Lift our eyes to heaven, Lord, where things look different than they do here on the earth. Let our willing spirit rise. Let our willing spirit rise. Let our willing spirit rise. Rise up in worship, praise, and glory to you, Lord. Let our spirit rise. Let our spirit rise. Let our spirit rise, Lord. On the wings of eagles. On the wings of the...